Markkazan football team puts their 5-0 record on the line against 4-1 Poinette this upcoming Friday. Let's bring in Hornets head coach John Dunleavy ahead of the matchup. Coach, appreciate the time as always. This is a program that was rebuilding the last couple of years to get to this point, and now you're off and running with 5 wins in a row. As a coach, I want to ask, how do you instill that same hungry mentality into this group when the wins are rolling in left and right early on?
Well, this particular group is pretty easy. Very mature group of guys. A lot of these guys, like you kind of mentioned, rebuilding before. We've had a lot of guys playing this year yet who are on their third year of varsity experience. 4 out of our 5 offensive linemen are on their third year playing varsity football all together. So they kind of went through the ringer for a couple of years there where we didn't have the success we wanted to have. And it's pretty easy to just look back and say, remember what it was like, guys?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's very easy to look forward, right? Like, let's keep enjoying the journey we're on. It's a lot of fun, and the kids are doing a great job at it and working really hard.
Yeah, it seems like you've got a great group that understands what it takes to build what you're at right now, and that's because they were a big part of it, right? With a lot of returners, and we've talked about the returning starters that you have and how that could be paying dividends, and it has. So far, you've got a punishing run game on offense and a stout defense as well. But I want to ask you, what's impressed you the most about this 5-0 start?
I think just the way they all play together, you know, both sides of the ball. We've got a very unselfish group of kids that's been super impressive. You know, as far as our run game goes, we're balanced. I mean, we got, depending on the game, 4 different guys, sometimes 5 different guys who are going to carry the ball for us. And you don't necessarily know going into the game who's going to be the guy to have the big game. And I don't think anybody really cares who gets the credit. And our offensive line is doing a great job for any one of those guys who's getting the ball. And I think they all kind of have the same feeling. They just want to win, and they don't care what it takes to do it.
How does that help you compared to other coaches who maybe have their single or 2 bell cow running backs that they really hang their hat on? They're giving them 20, 25 touches. How does it help you knowing you have 3, 4, 5 guys at your disposal at any given moment?
It's always nice to have options, you know. So they're all very, very good football players that do carry the ball. So that's definitely an advantage, the fact that maybe the other team's going to shut this guy down. Well, we can go look elsewhere for some production on offense as far as who's carrying the ball. You know, when you only have 1 or 2 guys to prepare for, not that it's always easy, but a lot of times if you can just focus on taking one guy away, you're able to slow a certain guy down sometimes. It's hard to slow down 3 or 4 guys, mm-hmm. And we've been in that position on the other side of it where another team has 3 or 4 pretty good weapons on offense. It's really hard to stop all of them. So that is a big advantage that we have.
And huge credit to your backfield. You've got different members, obviously. Treston, Graydon coming out of that run-heavy look as well. But I want to ask you, what kind of strides has the offensive line made to bolster a rushing attack that, through 5 games, Coach, is sitting at a pretty 6.1 yards per carry at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest stride is time, I guess. You know, they've all been very good weight room kids for us over the years. And just to develop into, you know, 17 and 18-year-olds now, and they put the time into the weight room, and we've gotten to this point where now we're almost men now. We were kind of, a couple years ago, a bunch of boys playing against men, and now we're men playing against, you know, other guys of our age. So I think that's the biggest factor right there in terms of where we've been and where we are now. So it's been a lot of fun to watch all these guys grow.
Getting a sense of that maturity for the group as a whole. I want to ask you on a personal note with a couple of the players here. Aiden Gehring leads the team in sacks with 3. Caden Fanata has 6.5 TFLs for a defense that's allowed 14 points in total over the last 3 weeks. What have those guys done to make life tough for opposing offenses? And as a coach, what's it been like watching those two develop?
You know, those guys both play defense with that wrestler. They're both wrestlers, so that always helps.
Mm-hmm.
They play with that tenacious wrestler's attitude, those two guys do. And, you know, our defensive coordinator, Vince Stenger, does a phenomenal job preparing our guys each week. Put our kids in the right spots to be successful. Can't say enough about that side of the ball, too. They've gotten a lot better. I mean, I think every week this season, our defense has played a little bit better, too. And as we go through it, we're going to need those guys to play, you know, and continue to be better for us, and I think they will. We expect them to. Those two guys you mentioned, they play with motors that just don't stop, and I think that's their biggest attribute. And when they get a chance to make a play or make a tackle, because, you know, that wrestling background in them, they don't miss a lot of tackles either. So that is fun, and we play those guys on opposite sides, and they're both quick, and they come off the edge. So it's really hard to pick one way or the other. Which way can you get off the edge? It's going to be tough to against us with those two guys coming at you from opposite sides.
Poinette comes into this week's showdown at 4-1, Coach. They throw the ball around a little bit. They're run-oriented like you guys, but Justin Wells leads their receiving effort with 201 yards and four scores through the air. How do you plan on keeping Poinette honest and containing an offense that's put up 30 or more points in three of the last 4 weeks? They've been lighting up the scoreboard, too.
Yeah, Poinette is an impressive football team. We are definitely going to be challenged this week, both in the air and on the ground. They come in with a pretty balanced attack. They do want to run the ball first. I think that is their identity. Mm-hmm. And for us, I think it all starts with stopping the run. If you can stop the run and make them have to be a little bit more one-dimensional, I think that just gives you a little better element of how you can attack them. So first and foremost, we need to stop the run. Their running back, Vance Hathaway, number 12, is a very good football player. He's been around the block. He's been contributing for those guys for a few years as a senior, and he runs hard. They got a good offensive line in front of him. They got a good scheme that they get him space and they get him room to run. They do a really nice job. So we're definitely going to have to play with 11 guys trying to fly around, get our helmets to the ball, and gang tackle him at times. We're going to have our hands full with that. And then they do a very good job play action passing and getting the ball to Wells, their tight end, a lot of different ways. So, and he's a big dude. He's going to be a matchup problem for us probably at times. And, you know, we just got to hopefully, you know, get pressure on the quarterback when we get in those down and distances. That's probably the biggest thing, is not getting them in third and short and getting it where we can be in an unpredictable spot where they can run or pass. If we can try to get them, you know, long yardages early on and capitalize and we get in those spots for us is probably the biggest thing. But they have a really, really good football team. They're coached very well, and I think it's going to be a good football game.
Yeah, going to be best on best. I'm sure a lot of local football fans in and around the area have had this one circled. Mark Kazan, 5-0, point at 4-1. Coach Dunleavy, we appreciate you as always. Thank you for the time, and best of luck to you and your guys this week.
All right, thanks, Corey.
That was John Dunleavy, head coach of the Mark Kazan Hornets football team. Mark Kazan and Poinette face off on Friday night. Pregame coverage begins at 6:40 p.m. on Daily Dodge TV. Reporting for 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, I'm Corey Sparks.